Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm your host, Jessica Tatro, today, and I'm accompanied by my lovely co-hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jurgensen, Marianne Adams, and Elizabeth, I believe, is in the chat today.
Should be.
Yes. Welcome, everybody.
Hi.
Happy Sunday today.
Lovely to be here. It is, yeah.
Oops. Our topic today, this Sunday, today, is going to be on ascension. Really, to be talking about, you know, what's involved with that. What does it look like? What is 3D, 4D, and 5D that we hear so much about? So that's our topic today. We are going to, you know, discuss this and wanted to see if Tony or Lynn wanted to start on topic, or I could go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You seem to have.
I don't know much about it.
You've got a lot of knowledge through Jaden as well on that.
Yeah.
Like he's got the inside scoop on that stuff, right? So.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and start, and I'm so sorry I didn't introduce Jaden. He's with us today, and right along with our divine team. Ryan Edredna, Mr. Eric's here too. We're going to dip in and, you know, kind of open this discussion. So what is 3D? What's 4D? And what's 5D? What is ascension? I will just speak from experience. I've been on my ascension path since Jaden transitioned in 2012. At the same time, it almost acted as a catalyst for me waking up, for my great awakening, which is part of the ascension process. So it's been about 10 years since I've been kind of on that ascension process. And there's so much information about it. And sometimes we don't know what information's correct or, you know, because there's so much information out there. And one thing I wanted, Jaden wanted to jump in and add to the discussion. He says, no matter, you know, what is going on or what we hear or all of the information that we get, I think, trampled or bombarded by, he wanted to make a point to always, always use your own discernment. No matter what it is, to always use your discernment. You know, basically, if it resonates with you, if the information that you hear is resonating with you, resonating with your heart, and it feels right for you, then that's an indication that it's right for you. Now, if it doesn't feel right for you, usually it'll feel off in your gut somehow. Mm-hmm. It's really neat. It's a way to discern information. And he really wanted me to make it a point to say that as we go into discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So from what I've understood, and, you know, in the past 10 years, what I've understood and been taught is that we've been living in, you know, the third dimensional reality for quite some time. And what that means is there's levels of dimensions for the earth. There's levels of dimensions that we can live on. I mean, there's so much to it, but from what I understand that the third dimension, the 3D world, is where we're at in moving away from in our ascension. Mm-hmm. And we're moving into 4D, to 5D. Now 3D, which so many of us understand as a 3D world, it's more 3D. It looks like there, you know, what's all involved in the third dimension is, you know, a lot of like ego association, service to self, you know, duality, polarization, labels, separatism, you know, just separate from others, wanting, you know, the need to feel in control and be in control, rules and status, materialism, hard working, always just working, linear thinking, you know, fear-based programming, cause and effect, the victim mentality, and, you know, dense, slow, heavy energy. And mm-hmm. as we move from that into the fourth dimension, and I had it kind of mapped out here on my notebook, and it's before the above the 4D, I have the doorway, because the 4D, the fourth dimension, is really about that in between of the third dimension and the fifth dimension, because the fifth dimension is where we're heading. This is where we're all going to be ascending to. And this is a beautiful thing, because, you know, we're going to get rid of so much of the lower densities of the 3D world that we were used to. This is all about growth, is growth and learning and growing is a human species, you know, on this earth. And just as much as we are a part of that, our world, Mother Gaia, is a part of that as well. She's also ascending into the 5D. So the fourth dimension doorway looks like it's very in between the third dimension and fifth dimension. And most of us, from what I understand, are in the fourth dimension now. The fourth dimension is about, it is the mixed state gateway to the fifth. It's about learning that you're a conscious being. It's expanding your consciousness, challenging your old belief systems and comparisons, you know, that duality, comparing yourself with others, you know, always seeking answers, understanding structures, awareness of connection to each other, having more compassion, aligning with purpose, and remembering who we are. Synchronicity. Oh my goodness. There's so many of these things that I completely resonate with within the fourth dimension, faster manifestations and more connection, which is just amazing. So the fourth dimension, which I understand so many of us are in now, we're moving towards that fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is about unity consciousness. It's about aligning with the divine. It's about being more heart-centered, living in the heart, from the heart. It's about service to others. It's being very purpose-based. It's about connectedness, higher frequencies, authenticity, activated senses, like seeing, hearing, all of the clairs start to come in, so much more. Unconditional sharing, source information, abundant, you're guided, you're supported, you're the co-creator as well. It's effortless, it's light, it's ease, universal knowledge. And so this, you know, kind of in a nutshell, that's what I understand from where we're moving from the third dimension now into the fourth dimension, where we're going heading into the fifth dimension. And I just wanted to say, with this and with the ascension process, there's so many things that, you know, we get worried about, or things in the world that are, you know, things that are happening. We get so bombarded. And I know right now it's just so important to live just from the heart, live from the heart as much as possible. Connect. I mean, connectedness is huge. And this, I believe this to be a time of amazing, amazing transformation, which I believe we're all lucky to be a part of in the world today. So,
yeah.
I mean, kind of in a nutshell, that's where we're at.
Yeah,
we're heading into amazing things. Tony, Did you want to go ahead?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% because I feel in the last, I would say 5 years, that definitely my life has shifted towards more of community outreach, you know, working for 501c3s, just a whole different, everything I do is always from the heart now. So I totally, that is amazing that you said all that. So it makes so much sense to me now, but I didn't know. I didn't know about the 3D, 4D, and 5D because I didn't read about it enough, but thank you. It just all clicked right now for me.
Right. It's truly amazing times. It's truly amazing times we're in. Really, we're blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
There's a wonderful website that I came across when I was like looking this stuff up, and it's foreverconscious.com. And it gives you an understanding of, it just sort of reiterates what Jessica and Jaden were telling us, but understanding the other states. And beyond the fifth dimension, we get into the ones that Ryan used to talk about, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, there's all a different energy in all of those dimensions.
Wow.
These are the ones the physicists are talking about, too. Like, this is why it's exciting to watch science and spirituality dovetail, because truly, they are one and the same thing. And we just have all these different names for stuff. But really, it boils down to, you know, the fact is we really are just empty space when you get right down to the quantum world. So this is so exciting. I wanted to add something. Oh, yeah. When Jessica said it, she was triggered into this enlightenment. A good point. Elizabeth saying we should think about some good books on the subject to suggest.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was even thinking like we should have one show that's like club show and we can talk about some of our favorite books or, you know, movies, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so trauma can definitely trigger growth like that. You know, the you see it over and over. Like, I went into a near-death experience and I came back a different person. And it's true. You know, it really is like some the worst stuff that you go through can actually change your trajectory, you know, and it can wake you up. That's why we call them wake-up calls, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so true. Yeah, and like there's nothing really I can say about these different 3D, 3D, 4D, and 5D that Jessica hasn't explained. But really do go on to that website because it's very beautiful, foreverconscious.com, and it was really cool. And it just basically says what Jessica just told us. It's very easy to understand. And I was looking at the concept of enlightenment, right, which is sort of like the wake up that takes you to these different frequencies. And I remember something so very profound. So before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. You're not doing anything differently. You're doing it from a different frequency. And that makes all the difference, you know. You just carry on. It's a Buddhist that came from a Buddhist monk, but it could come from anybody in any walk of life. You know, you're coming at the world in a different way with a different attitude. And when you talk about faster manifesting, once you start to align yourself with that energy, the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, and it feels to me like if you picture like how a camera comes back, pulls back, and you start to get more and more of the big picture, it feels like almost our individual cameras pull back. And not only are we just seeing our own individual needs or those of the people close to us, we do see ourselves as part of a collective, a larger energy, the single drop of the ocean still being the ocean. My mind starts to boggle when I think of stuff like that, but it really is all about, you know, your perspective and how you come at the world. And it is so much nicer to be part of the 5D energy.
Oh, there was another thing I wrote down. Oh, yeah, we look around, we see a lot more darkness coming out. And I don't think it's just because there's more news coverage. I think it really is that the pain of the collective is being brought to the surface. And it's the darkness is going to be there before the light. But I think this is all, these shadows are all being brought into view so we can look at them. And we can hopefully work on the problems instead of just letting them live in the darkness like that. There's nothing wrong with darkness. It's just that things that are in the darkness don't get healed. They don't get looked at. And so all the darkness we see coming up around us and all the, you know, the bad guys being brought into light and whatnot, that's a natural, it's part of the natural process. I think it has to happen before healing can take place. You got to look at the wound first, right? Oh, yes. Are we good people in? Talking to, thank you. I'm trying to multitask and I don't need to.
Yeah, I did. I told Kiera 83, she would be third in line. Okay?
Perfect. Yeah, for absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Can't wait. So I was just looking to see if Elizabeth had anything. Where is she?
No, she just was, I think she was talking to Kiera, I think.
Oh, okay. All
I
good then.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think sort of we need to sort of sit back and trust the process. I think they said it in the Desiderata, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. So I think some people, you know, you meet these remarkable people that are like serene in life. They don't hurt others. And, you know, even if others try to hurt them, they're like, I don't feel anything because these guys can't hurt them anymore. You know, the bullies have no effect. The sneering, condescending skeptics don't bother them. James von Prague is like that. He's just like, cool, you know, you do you, man.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He is so, and he has had them come at him, you know, at, I can't think of the guy's name, but he's just like, you know, you don't have to be mean about it, you know, but it's almost like he's trying to get the guy's goat. And James is like, doo, 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 doo. So, you know, that's beautiful. You attain that. You're really, it's almost like a flying carpet, right? It's fabulous. So yeah, here's to the 3D world and, coming from love, just pure love. That's wonderful. I think that's all I had. That I just don't fear the darkness around us right now because it has to come up to be looked at, examined, healed, and, you know. And it's this, I was going to say, it's really like some of the hardest ones of our fellow humans, the most difficult people that we deal with, they are the ones who need the love the most, and they're the hardest to give it to. So just keep on, you know, doing that commando kindness, even if you act loving, even when you don't feel loving. And I think you'll find the world turns more in your favor. The road rises up to meet you. And it really is
true.
Yeah,
there's another message in the chat also. I think that might be your friend. Is that person your friend that you
Purple
were talking
Hearts?
About?
Purple Hearts, possibly.
Yeah, she said time for, if it's a woman, I think it is, time for self-love.
Fabulous. Absolutely. Self-love is all, and it's not selfish. Everyone's going like, I can't love myself. That's selfish. But you know what? It's the smartest thing you can do because you're making yourself strong and healthy and a spiritual warrior, because you got to be one of those in this world. It's crazy out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think I just have a question to throw out to you, to you and Jessica, because I hear a lot, you know, because the way the world is going, not to get political at all, I would never do that, but you know how they say the end of days is near because of everything that is happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, so would that be like a part of ascension, like past the fifth dimension, like you were talking about, that maybe far off, like seventh or eighth, something we can't even see, you know, I don't know if that would coincide at all. Is what I was wondering.
Well, that's an interesting question. But I think this end of days is specific to certain religions.
What my personal feeling from my team is what they tell me is that the darkness is going to be around us. I get a strong feminine energy. I think women are going to rise up and heal the world. And then the earth begins to heal because we have restored the Gaia energy, the mother energy, which has been tipped. Do you know what I mean? We have been repressing the sacred feminine. And, you know, the world as it is, women are pretty ticked off. And never underestimate the power of women in groups working together, you know. So that's my personal feeling. I don't think we're headed for an abyss or end of days or any kind of like, you know, if that's your belief, you know, if that blows your hair back, you just do you. Personally, I think we are going to rise up and heal. Be like the last man.
It doesn't blow my boat. It doesn't float my boat. That's why I was asking what anybody thought of that. I truly believe in what you're saying right now is what it is. Definitely.
Yeah, so you can feel the need for healing.
It's a
we
shift.
Are in
a
shift. Yes, exactly. Yeah, sorry, Jessica. Yeah. I've been babbling away, but you should, join up. Exactly. The end of days thing. I don't think so, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of that. Oh, end of days. I think it doesn't resonate with me because it's very fear based, or can be very fear based. Or looked at in fear. So I think what, you know, the times that we're in are actually, even though it looks so turmoilous, I mean, I think needs to be, things need to come to the surface, things need to be shaken loose. And, that's what we're doing. I mean, you know, bringing truth and love and, as much light and support as we can to the world. And I think that's what it's about. But
We're dealing with a lot of anger, a lot of angry people right now. If you've noticed, our fellow humans, there's a lot of anger, but it's like the pain coming to the surface. And,
the darkness, right? Don't you feel that? Yeah. The darkness that's happening.
Absolutely.
I do really see a light at the end of the tunnel, I feel. I don't know how long it's going to take, but
Well, it happens too on individual bases. Like people, you know, when they're going through their own personal soul's journey, they're going to hit a patch where they're going to feel the discontent. We talked about the ascension symptoms, right? And some people feel crazy when they're going through a shift, you know, and it can make you feel crazy because your world is shaken up. You know, the old habits are gone. You're having to unlearn things that you thought were true. You're learning things that you now know are your own truth. You know, it's an inside job, you know, what you find out. But like, I'm amazed at how the light workers are finding each other. Like, that's really cool. You know, look at you guys, like, sailing in on your beautiful boat and like, hey, you know, very cool. And
we're here. Yeah.
Always love how Jessica joined us. She was she's like, Ryan goes, you're joining us. And she's like, okay. But no, like, he just told her. He didn't ask her if she wanted to. She's like, just, you're in. She's okay. It was very cool.
Yeah. It was a tag, you're in, and I was in it. Yeah. And it was great. I just loved it. Ryan was not letting me go. He said, we're doing this. And yeah, that's how I started. I'm so thankful. I thank him all the time.
Yeah. Well, he saw what you might not have seen in yourself yet, but it's like, you know, that's what we did to Marianne. It's like, you're ready.
It's funny.
Like, oh,
yeah. That's exactly what he said. That's exactly what he said. Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to argue, so you just sort of do it. Well, that's wonderful. You know, that's synchronicity and, you know, grace,
absolutely,
that's what they call it. But, yeah. Dude, okay, well, we've got callers, and should we? We're here to pick up for you.
So, or the person left that was in here, maybe she's going to call in. I don't know, maybe she'll come back. But
yeah. Okay. Well, we can see where Kimberly is at this fine morning. I've just picked up, so. So Georgia calling. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy Sunday. It's nice to hear you.
Happy Sunday to you.
How's your ascension symptoms? Are you like feeling all, that's the best way to tell. You're like,
yeah,
ah.
Yeah, that. What you just said, what you just said is accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I'll let you carry on and just sort of what's on your mind today to all this.
Okay. I just wanted to talk about signs, and maybe you ladies can help me with that. I attempted to leave teaching like three times. Well, this is the third time. Skilled, and I knew I was going to get a job in instructional design. And I had about eight interviews, five of them with, four of them were with instructional designers. And I get to the interview, and after the interview, they pick someone else. And I had made a pact with God. I said, I'm not going to go through what I did the last time, because I was like 8 months without a job, and I actually went back to teaching. And so I started looking at education again. And long story short, I had a one of my former colleagues and also a college classmate. He just became a principal. And out of the blue, I won't say out of the blue, but Thursday he texted me because he was doing a recommendation for me, and he asked me what I was doing, and I told him I was teaching part-time, is, you know, what I was doing. And he said, well, I really need a science teacher. He said, you know, you could do it for a year, and he said, you don't have to interview or anything. I'll just recommend you, and I need you to come in soon. So I was just looking at what's happening and what's not happening for me as signs, because I thought my decision, and I didn't, I'm just going to be full transparency. I didn't check in with God or the Holy Spirit. I just full transparency, you know, I made a decision and this is what I was going to go with. And I guess right now I'm looking at the consequences of decisions and just asking the universe, what is this lesson?
Mm-hmm.
So the lesson of should you stay or go, or did you
know the
right?
The lesson, I guess, what is this lesson? Is the lesson, it's not about staying or going at this point, because I'm looking at what has happened, what's tangible.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at. It's easy for me because I was listening to a video last night. And the gentleman was saying that what's yours is yours. What happens for you is for you. What doesn't happen is not for you. And I was looking at that. And he was saying, you know, even if it's a job, he said if that job didn't pan out, it wasn't for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, radio silence.
Yeah, radio silence. Is that good or bad? Ponder.
Well, you're not supposed to do that on the air. It's like
I know.
It's very unprofessional, eh? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll jump in here.
I've written some stuff down.
Yeah. Not a worry. We'll get the swing of it. So, Kimberly, it's Lynn. I wrote down a few things about this. And I wrote down, like, you know, I'm probably very boring because I say this all the time, but it's like the Stone song. You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. You absolutely get what you need. And then look at the things that repeat for you. So you're trying to run away from teaching, and teaching keeps reaching out, grabbing you and pulling you back. Well, the lesson is repeated until it's learned. And the very strong feeling I get is that before, like, teaching for you got mixed up with all kinds of negative energies, mainly from having to work with bureaucrats who really don't know their you-know-what from their elbow, and you're having to sort of work under these people who don't really know as much as you do and are making bad decisions, et cetera, et cetera. It's called management. And so you've always had an independent energy that needs really to have a free rein. You don't work well under dopey managers, right?
Correct.
So one thing to do is separate that experience from the actual pure science of teaching, teaching science. You know, but what I mean is there's an art and a science to teaching itself. And
right.
when you, yeah, and just to do that is actually gives you the chance to be the artist in that respect, because you're shaping, you're changing, and you're actually doing a really valuable service, you know, because you're helping these kids love science, which is what is going to help them a lot down the road. So it's almost like picking the stuff you don't like out of the cookie, but keeping the cookie, you know? So, yeah. And what was the third thing I wrote here? This is the day. This is cool. Think about it this way. This is the day job that facilitates your journey to self-employment, creating your own business and your own world. This is the day job that's going to help you get there.
Okay. Okay.
And you know, you'll find too, it's going to contain the characters of the story that are written for you. So you're going to meet the right people. It may be a weird place to meet them. You didn't before, but you know, your energy has shifted too, and you have ascended like a lot. So you're probably going to attract the people you need in your life, right? Rather than the ones you don't want.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move that over to Jessica and Tony. Oh, and
Elizabeth,
if you think that.
Oh. Hi, Kimberly, this is Jessica.
Hi.
Wow, I was just sitting here shuffling my deck when you came on speaking, and this card literally did like a flip right out of my deck. So I'm not sure how this resonates for you or if you've found yourself in this situation before, but this card is called Bravado Warrior Guide. And this card's about rebellion, liberation, courage, or resistance. It says, does everything inside you rebel against authority, making you want to scream? You can't control me. If so, it's true. No one can control you unless you agree to it. The fact that you don't allow others to control you in any way is a sign of progress. It means you're moving away from a world of dependency and are claiming your personal authority as a self-directed conscious soul for yourself. Wow, I really feel that for you right now. It goes on to say, challenging the authority figures in your life is a necessary step in your growth. However, you must realize that not everyone or everything in your path is necessarily working against you. Ask your warrior guides for the courage to challenge what oppresses you and for the wisdom to know when to respect authority. Your warrior guide's message, stand up for what's important to you and ask for it. However, don't fight for its own sake. Respect the leadership and rights of others as well.
Aww. Oh, that resonated greatly.
I felt it too. I felt it too. Wow, that's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that's what I had gotten for you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
So did you say that besides teaching, what was the other job that you wanted to do? That you didn't get,
it was instructional design.
Yeah, instructional design. So, what? Explain to me what that is. Is that with an AutoCAD?
So instructional design. No.
Okay.
So instructional design is where someone creates classes for a company. Say, for instance, if it was Honda, this instructional designer would create classes for the mechanics on how to do something. They also help with HR with onboarding, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What Lynn was saying is 100% correct, that sometimes you have to somewhat go back through the back door is what I'm thinking, that you're definitely in the right place. I mean, where you're supposed to be, but yeah, we don't always get what we want at that point. But I don't think you should look anywhere else. I think it's right there. Like, some back door's going to open, maybe if it's doing your own thing or a connection through that is going to happen. But I think it's like what Jessica also says, that you know, you can't listen to the naysayers or the people that maybe took that away and said, no, you aren't ready or whatever, because you are. And I just think working towards the, being positive and exactly what her card said is going to get you through that back door.
Oh, yeah.
I see that. You're going to get what you want, definitely. It's just that sometimes we have to try a little harder. Like with me, nothing is ever given to me. I always have to work really hard. Sometimes it's really hard to toot your own horn. I tell this to my daughter all the time. But there's times that you have to. And I feel that this might be one of those. You know, don't be afraid to say what you've done for your students that you're teaching now in the last couple of years that you've done this. Don't, you know, I know they come up to you and tell you how magnificent you are and what they've done because of your class or what you've shown them. Maybe it's time to show that more to whoever the powers may be, even though you don't want to. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think that has to do with both what Jessica and Lynn were saying. You know, sometimes you have to be loud and proud, you know, and get it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Elizabeth has in here, okay, summon courage for the rites of initiation that lie ahead. See with new eyes. Touch the world as if for the first time. Ooh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
It's like a fresh, almost like a fresh start. And I was thinking too, Kimberly, what came to me was that we're often surprised when we let go and let the universe sort of take us on the ride. You know, we make the request, this is what I'd like to have happen. It might be, the route might be completely different from what you expected, but surprisingly, it takes us to that thing that you asked for, the goal that you wanted to achieve. So, you know, trust the journey a little bit and take the ride and then go, holy cow, who knew, right? You're there and like, I did not know we were going to take that route. But you know what? I think you are so protected. You know, you've got such an amazing team on the other side that are just like, you know, all you have to do is go, help me, please. And they're there for you.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I see. That's what I see when I open that back door. It's just like the universe. It's like, it's just astounding how much you could do whatever you want, I feel, for you.
Yeah. And living in Georgia, she can truly say the world is her oyster, right? Because I think that's where they harvest a lot of oysters.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Before we
go, let me just look up the oyster because there's something in my head that says we need to find out spiritual meaning of the oyster. That's hilarious. I was saying earlier, we get like the weirdest symbols and signs come in, right? And okay, sorry, I'm typing away here and trying to make chatter of oyster. Whoops. Good Lord. Okay, here we go. Ooh, prosperity, reincarnation, protection.
Oh.
This is fabulous. You know, yeah, and they're both associated with good things. The oyster is all about strength and toughness. And getting, you know, and it's also symbolizes protection, balance, peace, duality, and inner self. I think you're heading, you know, like as they say, tighten your up your seat belts because it's going to be an amazing ride, you know, and you're going to go, wait, this isn't what I was expecting, but it's even better than, you know, what you were expecting. So, yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you all very much.
Well, you're one of the family, Kimberly, so, you know, we're always happy to read for you, love.
Well, y'all have a wonderful Sunday.
Okay, lovey, and we'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have 334 who's been waiting patiently for their airtime, and you are on. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Kira, and I was the one that was in the chat. But
yeah,
I,
that's
I,
right.
I have, ma'am.
Beautiful.
Oh, but my question is, do you see me meeting someone, you know, for a romantic relationship?
Okay. So does anybody want to go ahead there, or do you want me to jump in?
Go ahead.
I'm just going to jump in quickly because I immediately, hi, Kira, this is Lynn. I immediately got an image of you looking in the mirror. And so I think the message that is coming through for you is that you want to make sure that you are completely whole yourself. You know the song, Take Another Little Piece of My Heart? Is that Janis Joplin?
Yes, ma'am.
Take Another Little Piece of My Heart. It feels like parts of you got kind of smashed up in a previous relationship that maybe haven't healed yet. Would that be correct? Are you feeling still a little wounded in places?
Yes, ma'am. It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's, you know what? You're human. Everybody goes through that. And one of the things that you might try is just to clear those old wounds up. By doing some grief exercises, forgiveness, and I'm sure like the team can weigh in on some other ideas here, but ways to heal those wounded parts of yourself. Because once you're whole, you're presenting a whole person in a relationship, whereas you don't want to come into it sort of just with part of you strong. And then you stand up and there's hopefully... Let me just see if I'm getting a yes or no, just one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels like heal first, finish the healing journey. And, you know, it doesn't take like years and years. You can do that very, very quickly by, you know, doing the practices on a regular basis. It does change pretty quickly once you start to forgive yourself, love
mm-hmm.
yourself. Yeah, we were talking about self-love and, you know, Even if it feels like you're being selfish, pour it on because you'll heal, you'll be whole, then you'll really have something to bring to the other side of the table. So I'll leave you to Tony and Jessica and Elizabeth, see what happens with their readings.
Amazing, Lynn. Yeah, I had just shuffled my deck. I only shuffled once, and this card wanted to come out, and it flew right out. I completely agree with what Lynn is saying too, just validation of the card that flew out. And the card that I got is unconditional love, divine mother, acceptance, fulfillment, nurturing. And I agree with Lynn too. I feel like there's a whole lot of personal nurturing that may need to be done first. It says, you are a precious child of the universe. The divine mother is present, urging you to open your heart and drink from her cup, unconditional love. You're her beloved and treasured child. Feel her endless flow of divine love streaming toward you. Any self-rejection or self-criticism you may be feeling at this time are wounds inflicted upon you by an unconscious world, and you are not a part of you, and they are not a part of your divine soul. The divine mother is working with your soul to relieve you of these psychic injuries and doubts
Let her restore you to wholeness. Divine Mother's counsel, accept what is holy and true about you. You are a lovable and much-loved child of the universe. The Divine Mother's love is available to you in all ways. Accept, breathe, relax, and allow her nurturing vibrations to soothe your soul. Ask her to steal your doubts and your insecurities. The Divine Mother's message to you, you are forever my beautiful and beloved child. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Now, may I share something? May I share something?
Yeah.
About that? It's crazy because I was just sitting here. You know how you do the cards to test your psychic abilities?
Yeah.
I was doing that while I was waiting on y'all to, you know, call my number out. And my thoughts took me back to a dream that I had a few years ago where I met a lady in the sky, and she, I was going to her towards her, and she said,
oh my God,
learn about me. Learn about me is what she said.
Yeah.
And she was the sky, like the midnight sky. She was beautiful, but her she had stars all over, which I thought were diamonds, but it was stars, and her sky, her dress was the whole universe. That's how she appeared. And she said, learn about me. And then when I started concentrating on it, and I was just saying, Mama, while I was waiting on it, I started getting the answers right, you know, and it was just like, so when you said that, it was like confirmation, you know.
Yes, the Divine Mother's love, completely and totally available.
Yeah, I mean, I got exactly the same thing. I mean, I didn't get it as beautiful as Jessica got it because she, that was, I mean, I got chills, and then you talked about that. I'm still cold here, and it's 100 degrees in Utah, mind you. So it is. It's 100 degrees, and I'm here freezing right now. Kira, I kind of bonded with you on chat. I was the one that was talking to you, and I feel I saw the same thing that you were just talking about with that lady with her hands open, and which it must be Mother Earth or your soul. Yeah, I think it's your own soul. Because the card that I got for you is called Happy Soul. And so it says, my soul is at home in my body, and all my parts are being interrogated and working in fluid alignment. So integrated, not interrogated. So I think the reason, and I did get a yes with your love like Lynn did, but I also got there's buts, like she was saying. But they're not bad buts. They're like, you know how sometimes we always choose the same person, or sometimes, you know, you cut yourself and you hold a knife a certain way and you cut yourself, and then you hold that knife in the same way and you cut yourself again and again until you finally say, I've got to hold this knife different, you know. That's what it is, that you're not, the past is not going to work for you anymore. The people that you have chosen and what they have done to you in the past, it's not going to work for you anymore, because I see you standing very strong. It's all going to be different now. So you have to, I think you have a little more studying to do and let everything get integrated like they were saying. And then I think you're going to find a person like you, you know, not a person of what you feel you should have. Sometimes we don't think we are supposed to get beautiful gifts and feel love, and you absolutely do. You want to feel that. So all those old things need to be pushed out so you can let in, you know, the new feelings that you're having and wanting to change. So I think you're definitely on the right road, and you're going to be rewarded for that in every way. So it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's
yeah,
very cool.
I think that's
I'm glad
great.
You called in. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to add, okay, so for Kira, I pulled the World card. Oh, we also had a card from Elizabeth, so I'm going to read that first.
Okay.
Elizabeth got the Guide of Hearts, the good fairy from the Wizard of Oz. Oh, cool. Home is where the heart is. Realize that you can be a disguised good fairy at heart. Your soothing words, gentle touch, or inspirational example can lead a friend or loved one out of the darkness and into light. Just like what Jessica got for you, the good fairy is sending love to you along with invisible helpers and angelic spirit.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and for you, the World card, I asked about kind of, yes, relationship, but kind of like the future for you in general, okay? Once you start just, you know, cleaning up those little owie bits that are still kind of hurting on you. Get those sort of taken care of. And then the World card appears for you. You are glowing with a sense of wholeness, achievement, fulfillment, and completion. A long-term project, a period of study, a relationship, or a career will have come full circle, and you're now getting a sense of closure and accomplishment. So this card could represent like a graduation, you know, a long-held dream, something achieved, basically.
I'm
so you're
right now.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I love that for you.
That?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say awesome. So. Use that sort of that radar thing in your solar plexus, and it'll give you like a yes or a no kind of reaction. But I feel like this is really good news for you. And it doesn't mean just one thing. I think maybe sometimes in our lives, all the pieces fall together. So I really feel like do the work, you know, and it's coming together for you. So everything's coming together for you. You're in the right place, doing the right thing, achieving what you've envisioned. And the World now invites you to reflect on your journey, honor your achievements, and tune into your lessons. Celebrate the success and have joy in what you've done. And just express gratitude for what you have. And if you haven't quite gotten there, you're very close. So you're going to, the World card asks you to complete everything that you need, all the loose ends. Those are those little romantic wounds that are still clinging. So I think you've got a lot of beautiful light and love ahead of you. But remember that you cannot get validation of your authentic self from another person. That's an inside job. And once you've started to love yourself enough that nobody messes with you, that's when you're ready for a relationship. You know, sounds a little combative, right? It's like, you know, don't get too close, man.
Yeah.
But still, nobody, you're not messable with, like nobody can mess with you again. And that's where we get in trouble in those romantic things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, we, you know, our poor vulnerable little selves are out there, you know, all sort of trusting this other person. And sometimes they turn out to be dickheads and, you know,
right.
You have to sort of go.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. Yeah. But without becoming weird and cynical. Right. So I don't know. But
no, it makes complete sense.
But I think Kira is gonna like do really well. I think once you start to glow from within, the right people see that glow. You might attract a few bullies too, but you know, you just sort of like go be like Glinda,
yeah.
From Elizabeth's card, the Glinda, the good witch, will say, "You
yeah.
have no power here, be gone." And you just do that and they're gone. So they can't hurt you.
Right.
But yeah,
well, thank you.
And once, yeah, you're so welcome. We kind of overwhelmed you a little bit, but I think trust the journey.
Yeah.
You're going to be just fine, hon. You really are. And you're worthy of love, but the right kind of love. Nobody, as long as you're not feeling diminished or exploited, you know, it's got to be two people giving 100%, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So even in the middle of me, I am healing, but I know it's still some more work to do. So you can't meet anybody that wouldn't take advantage of that, like assist you.
When you meet people, yeah. Well, what Tony was saying, falling into that same energy trap over and over again,
yeah.
You know. And
yeah.
if you find yourself, you know, attracting that sort of person, you've got to ask, what am I meant to learn here? Because there are people out there, because your light shines brightly. They want to destroy or diminish you for some reason, you know, and usually it's because they're hurt and they don't like your light to shine, so they're going to put it out. That's where you just want to get that inner strength, you know, and you're already partway there because you've already been through a lot of the, let's say the painful lessons of that kind of thing. And you know what to look for, Yeah. When you see the, you know, if you think you're seeing a red flag, like, yeah, I know. It's
You also have many, many spirits around you that are here to guide you. I don't know if it's a grandmother, a mother, maybe even a grandfather that had passed not too long ago, or maybe in the your grandmother. She's there with, I see, open arms,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So she might even be the woman, you know, that we're talking about, or Lynn was, but she's there for you, and she's going to make, you know, she, as long as you talk to her, and you can talk to her. I just learned how to do that myself. So, I mean, you're definitely a light worker. You have it in there, and that's why you're shining so powerful, I feel, and she's going to help you with that. So you can ask your grandmother. She's there for you, for sure.
Okay.
And how do you
see me as a? Do you see my aura, or is it showing you some kind of sign that lets you know that I'm a light worker? Because I do feel like I am, but I was just trying to see, how do you read that off my energy?
I do see aura. Yeah, I personally see a very bright light. I did when I talked to you on the on the chat. I was drawn to you, which, you know, I didn't know I was the same either until I met Lynn and all these wonderful ladies a couple of years ago. But evidently my light was also shining bright. Tell by the way you talk in your heart, you have a very big heart. And so I feel you have a lot of friends that you help out all the time, like what Elizabeth was saying, that you help them out of the darkness. So that's one of the ways. Yeah.
They wasn't there, though, when I needed them. So.
Well, they don't know how to. That's why your light is a little brighter, and you know you can. They're not as far along as you are, and I think it's because maybe your grandmother has helped you to see the light.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely have spirits around you, so I don't know if that's the only one. I don't know. Maybe Lynn or Jessica is seeing more, but you definitely have, like, Jessica has Jaden. You definitely have a grandmother figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tap that for sure. You know who might be good to, are there any like teachers that you follow, like books that you like to read or favorite authors on the subject of your own developing your psychic abilities?
Yeah, I have a few books. Yolanda Van Zandt, I like her.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who else? Yeah. I haven't really been reading it and applying it, though, I'll be honest.
That's okay. The thing is, I find if you ask to be taken to the teachers, and you can use the internet for it, like go on YouTube, look at, my light just went really bright all of a sudden here. So I think we're on to something. Find some good teachers. James von Prague is one of the ones who has videos on how to tell where your abilities are, you know, what strengths you have and whatnot, how to tell what sort of medium you might be. You know, we all have these abilities. Yours are certainly calling to you. So I would say find the teachers. I remember being drawn to James von Prague about 12 years ago during a really, really nasty life event that was having me, I was in a lot of despair, and I went, help, help. I don't know who I was asking, but very, like, just a day later, I was led to the James von Prague community, which he had to sort of move on because he got a little famous and stuff. But follow his, just go on YouTube and look at some of James's stuff. And even if he's not the right guy for you, check out spiritual teachers. See who resonates, because I think you have a lot of potential to like expand that part of yourself, and that helps when you're getting involved in dating and stuff like that, because your radar's so much more sharp, you know, your spider senses are very honed, right? So you pick up the nasties way before you get too involved. It's often like a spider web, like you're wrapped up in the spider web before you even know you've stepped in it, right? So it helps you avoid the pits and the, you know, the nasty people
They're out there. It's sad, but you know, just to see what.
And the thing about that is, I always had that awareness, but I didn't trust it. You know, that's how I got caught up in those situations. Like my kid's father, he's not active in their life at all, but I always had feelings about him, and I was correct the whole time. And it's like now that I went through all of that, a part of me still haven't, I guess, forgiven myself for the things that I went through.
Forgive yourself. Yeah. Really. You didn't make the mistake on purpose. It's like a learning. That's what learning is. Yeah. But you know what? Your soul knows why. You know, if you look up things like soul contracts and, you know, pre-life decisions and stuff like that, you know, you may have had a specific thing you came here to work on. And even the people that bring kind of pain and anguish to our lives have a role to play, you know, and it's, you know, Shannon talks about this a lot, you know, so the pre-life agreements that we make. And I know I think back to before I came to Earth, and I remember, you know, in spirit kicking and screaming and going, no, I don't want to go back. And I have a feeling I got sort of gently urged to like do it again. I'm like, okay, but ow, because it hurts. This is a really rough planet to be incarnating on. You got to be a spiritual gangster to survive it. You really do.
Yes, ma'am. And now that I have children that I brought here, it makes it harder because I worry a lot, you know, with everything that goes on. So,
well, we don't.
I guess a part of me just want a partner that can help me balance things, but of course I want them to be the right person.
Of course you do. I was going to say, watch your children, because I think, you know, you might see signs that they are the indigo kids, the crystal children, the ones that come in to help humanity as a whole. You may have some very lovely children that you'd love to teach about developing their own psychic abilities. So, you know, they are gifts for you, that's for sure, even though it's been a rough go. And, you know, forgive yourself, but forgive others too. It doesn't mean it's okay what they did, but you're released from that old energy, clearing space for new energy, right? So,
right. Yep.
But you're a star.
You're
here.
I feel you.
Yeah. You're a star. Just keep shining.
Yep. You're a superstar. You're very bright, and a lot of love, I feel, that you give to a lot of amazing people.
Well, thank you all so much again.
You're so
welcome. Come back and talk to us anytime, Kiara, for sure.
Yeah, come on back in. For sure. All right.
All right, well, don't kick me off. I want to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay,
we'll just put you on. Yeah, we'll just put you on mute. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. You're still with us. And I think our last caller is
917, right?
Yeah. Yipper. Yeah. Hi, 917. Hi.
Hi.
How come? Can we get your name, please?
My name is Ashil. I think I spoke to you guys last spring. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We do.
Ashil.
Oh, Ashil. Beautiful. Okay, thank you. Okay.
So I'm still single. So, you know, as I left the past relationship behind, and, you know, so I'm ready to, you know, hopefully somebody new is coming around me anytime soon.
I wonder where Kiara and Ashil live relative to each other, two people looking to
I know.
That's adorable. Do you want a relationship, Ashil, or do you, is it something that you think might be nice, but you're also shying away a little bit?
No, I want to settle down, really. I'm done with, you know, just dating and stuff. I'm really in a place where I want to really settle down.
Okay, then are women shying away from you or something? I'm getting like every time you try to like start something up, there's like a distance that happens. Are you getting a few rejections that are kind of like
confused? In the past though, I mean, that's while back. I'm thinking about probably last year, but this year, no.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to put you over to Jessica and Tony and Elizabeth and see what's coming in for them. Because I feel like I'm between stations, if that makes sense. Like if you're tuning in a radio, I feel like I'm not tuning a station in quite yet. So I'm going to just pull back. And you guys see where you go, and we'll carry on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashiel. This is Jessica. I'm not sure if this is regarding your question about the relationship, but this card definitely wanted to come out for you. It's survival, the healer guide. This card is about suspicion, endurance, vigilance, and perseverance. So it says, your higher guides surround you and lovingly embrace your momentarily injured spirit. And they want you to recognize that all attacks, betrayals, or injuries you've suffered, whether they were through the unconscious behavior of others or through your own misunderstanding or your poor choices, have tend to left you physically wounded and fragile at times. It's no wonder your guard is up. It's difficult to trust even yourself at this time But you must. You must trust yourself. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do so is to stop blaming yourself or others for what has occurred and forgive all the way around. Learn from your experiences and strengthen your boundaries and judgment. All human beings make grave and sometimes terrible mistakes. It's not your fault that you feel violated. It's a lesson to learn from. Nor is it weak to acknowledge that you've been hurt. Denial may serve you in the midst of a crisis, but it only handicaps you if you stay mired in it. Admit to your injuries and disappointment and allow the nurturing forces of your healer guides to step in now. They're able to soothe your soul and reweave your aura with their loving light and nurturing forces. Trust their influences by dropping your defenses and acknowledging your wounds. They urge you to seek support from capable, caring, and professionals who can help you learn from these, you know, disturbing experiences and show you how to prevent them from occurring again. Their message, the danger has passed and you are safe. It is time now to heal and learn from your experiences.
Mm.
So I know that didn't have anything to do with your question or relationships. But,
No, it makes a lot of sense.
This card wanted, it had your name on it. So it just came right out. Yeah. But that's what we got for you today, Ashmeel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is Tony. I'm trying to think of when we talked to you last spring. Weren't you in a bad relationship that you didn't? It was a trust issue?
It was someone from my past. It was someone from my past who was trying to come back into my life. I wanted to settle down with me, but I wasn't interested. So I just literally closed that door.
But you were thinking about it. But you were thinking about it at the time. Yeah. I remember because I think that's why it read. Yeah, Jessica, that's perfect because that's what I'm getting, the same thing that I feel that, and I think that's why Lynn was getting those messages from, you know, of women shying away, possibly because of a trust issue, because I'm not sure if you are at that spot where you are trusting yet. You know, I did do my pendulum and I did get a yes, that you, there is a love interest out there for you. But as what Jessica and I think what Lynn was trying to say, which she's still going to talk to you about, you have some other stuff you need to do, though. I don't think you're 100% trusting yet because even the last relationship, you were in, and then the one before that where you had that issue, I think you've been hurt a couple of times, and it's really hard to change that direction when you've been hurt with the same thing, you know, over and over again. So I think you have to, like, look in that mirror and maybe do some kind of meditation or try to clear that, you know, maybe clear your soul. I got the ancestral love. It says, I honor the wisdom of those who came before me and seek to send sweet healing medicine through my ancestral lines. So you're still healing is what I feel, backward and forward. Healing, so for the back and for the future, you still need to heal. Those behind and ahead of me as I heal myself with intentions to bless my line of sharing wisdom and value and supporting all origins. And this is what your ancestors are trying to tell you, that there is, you can move forward, but you have some work to do because of the back story. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But to be honest with you, it's also because I've been hurt by my family as well. So that's why probably that you know, my family, like, really betrayed me. So, it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to believe that family will do that to you, you know what I mean? But people are people, you know what I mean? Just, it's something that I'm finally coming to terms with it. And it's just, you know, people are the way they are. It doesn't matter, you know. Some people are born jealous. Some people are born, you know, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody has the best interest in heart, even for your family. So it's something that I really have to understand now. And I also understand that family doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be biological family. You know, you can make your own family. Your friends can become your family. So I was attached
Absolutely.
To the idea of family was so important to me, but that same family was always hurting me, you know? So,
It's hard.
You're doing a great job, Eshiel. It's hard to do what you're going through and, you know, the back, to relieve yourself from the pain of the backstory. It's hard when all of that, but you're doing such a great job. I can feel it in your voice. You just need to keep taking care of yourself, you know, so you can move forward.
Okay. It makes sense. I'm glad you guys pick up on it because, you know, to be honest with you, the relationship part is not as a problem for me as it used to be. It's more the family part that I have to really, like, just
right.
get, you know. So that's, I guess that's still the pain because family is even closer to me than anybody else, you know. But,
of course,
human beings are human beings. You just have to, you know.
I know. It is true. But I do see love for you in the very near future. So.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate it.
Oh, one more thing before you go, Eshiel. I did pull a card for you, and it's a lovely, lovely card that comes in. If you don't mind just checking out the big picture of it, it's a Nine of Cups upright. It talks about gratitude, wish fulfillment, emotional fulfillment, happiness, and contentment. And I think when you do the work, you're going to walk into all of those things. Your wishes are granted. It's a good ending. It's a really good one for you. The story comes out good. So do the work, heal the wounds. And, you know, remember, you didn't have a choice back then, but you do now. And you can choose your story. You can. Oh, and look at Elizabeth has one for you. So Elizabeth picked the Six of Crystals for you. A sign of redoubling your efforts to achieve important goals. The climb may be steep, but the rewards will be plentiful. Honor the process and have faith in yourself. If your work is humble and carries a purpose beyond yourself, you may expect great fulfillment and happiness in the years to come. This card depicts global service and the idea of world harmony, symbolized by a beautiful snowflake, a six-pointed star. Group work, perseverance, loyalty, and goal orientation are key components as one seeks to reach seemingly impossible heights. But you're going to get there. Thank you, Elizabeth. That's beautiful. It looks good.
Thank you.
You know, it's going to be worth the work, I think. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, look up the Nine of Cups. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, upright. I'm going to keep on pushing through since I've been always doing it. So I guess that's the key right there. Perseverance.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to keep on doing.
You're going to do great. Good
so
at
much,
it. It's halfway there. Yep.
Thank
okay,
you.
Ashil. Talk
Thank
to you.
You
again. I hope. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Okay, we have one more caller, and we have one more call.
About 15 minutes. Is that going to be enough?
Maybe 919, you're on the air.
Hi.
Can we get your name, please?
My name is Sandra K, but I go by my middle name, K.
Okay.
All righty. Hi, Kay. Welcome
Hi.
To the show. Yeah.
Thank you. I will make this quick. I just wanted to ask a question regarding career.
Okay.
I guess the shortest way to ask this is, I've been applying and had a few interviews, but do you see something coming through, opportunity coming through soon?
That's no, where we have to get the purple turbans and do fortune telling.
We do. We need a turban.
Wow. I don't think it's going to be like at the speed of light, Kay, to be honest. I feel but the reason I'm feeling this is what they're showing me is that it's like an alignment thing, right? What is meant for you has not yet shown up. Doesn't mean it won't, okay? So don't be afraid that it won't show up, because it will. It will show up for you. But just, I think it's what the Buddhists talk about, because what you're doing is you're carving in stone something that hasn't happened yet. So we want to remain fluid. We want to remain open to possibilities and like that. So don't despair. It is coming, but maybe just detach from the outcome. Focus on something else, like even like a walk in nature or playing with a favorite hobby, something like that, to pull your focus away from it. I feel like the outcome is good, but I feel like you have to wait just a little bit longer, and it's probably going to drive you nuts, because all of us all want it to happen now. We want patience and we want it now, and it's okay. But see if you can just sort of find a few distractions to get you through the next little while. I don't think it's going to be like 6 months or anything. I think it'll be happening, but just pull back from the expectations and the attachment to outcome. Jessica and Tony and Elizabeth, if you've got anything, I'll pass it to you.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Kay. This is Jessica.
Hi.
I had received about your question about the job was the same that Lynn got. It's an absolute possibility. You will have something come in, but there was a delay on it. So I think Lynn's right. You know, it's not going to – I don't think it's going to be a long time, but it's not – I don't think it's going to happen as soon as, you know, you're like – want it, you know, so like one said,
need it.
Right, kind of detach from that outcome and let it flow to you. But I do see something coming your way. Now, the card I got from Spirit just popped out. I'm not sure where this resonates for you, but this card, competition, warrior guides, it could be about strife, arguments, conflict, or battle. This is a time, there may be a time of conflict and challenge, pure and simple. No matter how you look at it, confrontation and discord are on the horizon. Others don't agree with you or see your perspectives, and they don't intend to cooperate with you in any way. I'm not sure where this is at. This could surface in such serious ways as maybe a legal battle, divorce proceedings, or contract negotiations, or it could just be an impasse with a spouse or over a raised toilet seat. I think they're kidding. Whoever the issue, there's no immediate or easy resolution. you've attached a worthy opponent. You're attached to a worthy opponent. So prepare to go the distance. This is not to assume, however, that such combative scenarios are always a bad thing. Your warrior guides are present to enlighten you about the benefits of sparring with others. Competition brings out your best and unleashes your passion and commitment and what you believe in. It develops your strength and prevents you from being victimized or manipulated by others. And it teaches you the need to respect others too and not mindlessly impose your will on them. Your warrior guides suggest that when you do battle with others, it's best to fight fairly and learn from the conflict. Don't compete just to let off steam. Fight for progress and higher understanding for all that's concerned, rather than just being difficult to get your own way. Hidden within the drama of the battle and competition are the seeds of true understanding and compassion. The best spiritual warriors always strive for a win-win outcome. Your warrior guide suggests that you embrace the battle at hand and to find your strength and reach for growth. Fight the good fight with your adversaries, but pray for divine justice to prevail, not just your personal version of justice. Their message, fight fair, but concede when you are in the wrong. Oh, that's awesome. We could all learn from that card.
Yeah,
but that's what I had gotten for you, Kay.
Okay, thank you.
So, Kay, what I got was all that I seek flows easily and effortless to me in perfect time. I am blessed to have all the time, energy, and resources needed to make my dreams come true. So are you applying for the right job, or are you applying for just any job? Because I think this one batch might not have been the right batch to apply for you, for what you really want to do, I think.
I've been applying for the jobs that I want. Now, there was a time when, out of desperation, I was just applying for anything, but
right.
I have been more focused. And there's one job that I had applied for and I was really excited about, and I was a good candidate, but I wasn't picked to move forward. And then with the recruiter was so amazing, but then somehow another recruiter came back to me for that same position, and I applied for that last week, same company. Mm. And so I'm just right now, I'm trying not to get down, mm-hmm. but I have to admit, financially, I'm in deep despair,
right.
and the depression and anxiety is just really taking its toll on me. And
yeah.
I know the right thing will come. But I'm in a very bad space right now. So
I'm sorry.
But
I did get recruiter, so I was gonna ask you, do you have a recruiter? Maybe you should try a recruiter. So I guess you are with one, so that's good. I don't think it's gonna be a long time. I just think like what Jessica and Lynn were saying, that you need to step out of it for the moment and then it's gonna come to you. So I don't know if there's anything else that you can, if you have, you know, maybe take something just to make some extra money in the meantime, or is there anything that she was talking about?
I have done that.
Okay.
I've done that. And the job, I'm grateful for it. It's not a difficult job, and I actually enjoy it, but I'm making a little bit less than half of what I was making before.
Yeah.
So, again, when I tell you I'm financially in a
job.
I'm in a bind.
It's gonna happen. I don't know if maybe I keep getting something about your resume, so I don't know if you need to go over that with the recruiter and fluff it up or make it look different to catch the people of the new job that you want their eye, or, you know, maybe reach out to help, ask this recruiter for some help. I keep getting recruiter and resume, so I don't know. Maybe that can help.
That's interesting you say that, because I did do a little tweak into my resume earlier today, job that I'm working on, and I have been working for the past since April. Although it's not anything that I want to do, I mean, it's not. It is what I'm doing now, and I'm grateful for it. I added it to my resume. I didn't have it on my resume because it's nothing that I would want. I would not be applying for that, and it's not something that I enjoy or would want to move into. So I added it to my resume so it doesn't have this big gap in it. So
I think the gap was the problem. So I think that might turn it around. So maybe contact that recruiter tomorrow and tell her that you tweaked the resume. Because I think sometimes, you know, I used to own a business, and I think sometimes employers look too much at the resume. They should not. They should do the interview and talk to the person. I've learned that, because a resume can be amazing, and then you talk to the person, and then they start work, and you're like, oh, I made the wrong choice. So, but maybe I think maybe that gap might have done it for you. So
thank you.
Don't stop.
Thank you.
Because it is coming. It's coming. It was just some kind of tweak that needed to happen. I really, truly think that. Okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Yeah. Oh, we have to Elizabeth, though.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I think it's more stuff to help you feel like a little more hopeful. So, Five of Swords, as you venture from your raft of the past, be aware of the truth and freedom that await you. Freedom misused can be confusing and chaotic. Be thoughtful and discriminating as you gather resources and information. Know your boundaries, clarify your goals. It's difficult to stay sure-footed. Anticipate illuminating insights from places deep within you. This is a creative and purposeful time. Most importantly, focus your attention and thoughts. Yeah, very good advice. And also remember, too, Kay, that what you focus on expands. So if you're feeling like this isn't going to work out, change that dialogue. Make sure it's saying it is going to work out. It sounds, you know, sort of like, you know, oh, it's manifesting and all that, but it really is energy manipulation. It's you are creating your future with your current thoughts. So, you're going to be okay. That's the big takeaway, I think, from all of us. It's going to be okay. So don't worry, and don't let fear make you weak, because it's going to be okay. Just remember, watch that inner dialogue, that inner chatter saying it's not going to work, because it is going to work. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Blessings to you.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Kay. You're just lovely. It's going to be okay. Don't worry.
Yep.
I'm all right.
Thank you.
I have to close the show at 90 minutes today, guys. I'm really sorry. But I hope nobody minds. So we won't be able to take any more calls today, but that was really awesome. I always feel like I've been used right up at the end of a show, and it's great. So Tony, how can people find you?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook, Tony Jorgensen, and it's my grandson Cooper and I throwing a kiss. Please get in touch with me, message me if you need to talk before the next show. I'm there for you. Or my website is Tony the Good Witch at wick.com.
Good. Yeah, it's wicksite.com. You'll get it.
Wicksite. Thank you. I always mess that up. Thanks, Lynn.
Oh, you know, it makes your brain explode, just all this stuff, but it's all right. Jessica and Jaden, how do we find you guys?
You can find us on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro. I'm also on the Sacred Embers website, and we also have a group on Facebook called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, and you can find us there.
Beautiful. Wow. And Elizabeth is Elizabeth Donofrio. No, ElizabethDonofrio.com. Sorry, it's very simple, and I always complicate it. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, plus Facebook. We're all on Facebook, I think. And you can find any of us at sacredambershow.wixsite.com/love. And it all links back to people's websites and whatever. And that has our – did somebody say something?
No.
I'm losing my marbles. I just heard a male voice say, good morning. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Creepy.
Awesome.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Right, nobody heard that but me, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Just you.
All right. Okay. Oh, well. Maybe try – I forgot to change the Marvin Gaye cut, so it's still pretty bad audio. But let's try a little Dave Cause.
Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth said she heard it. I thought I heard something, too, but I don't know.
Oh, thank goodness, Elizabeth. I'm not losing my marbles. Well, I am.
No, you're not.
Not,
not that bad. You're fine.
Does anybody know who that might have been? Is our, it was a very familiar voice.
Was it?
It wasn't Ryan, was it?
It might have been Ryan.
Good morning.
I'm thinking Eric. Maybe Eric.
Maybe, eh? Because, like, he's the type of guy who would say good morning in the afternoon.
Yeah. I think it was him.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, we haven't lost our marbles yet, at least. Okay. Hanging on. Oh, well, you know what? On that note, what are we doing next Sunday? We have, next Sunday we have Sue Beckley on as a guest. She's a QHH practitioner, and I've just read her it sounded like a man in a tunnel. Yes, it did. It was a weird, weird thing. spooky. And Sue just wrote a book. I just read the galley of it, and really impressed.
Yeah.
So, she'll be there next week, and then from there on, we don't know. But, the future remains fluid, but we know who we have on next week. So we'll see everyone next week. Love and light, and thank you to the guy in the tunnel saying good morning. Good morning to you, sir. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful Sunday, and we'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, Lynn. Bye, everybody.